Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Colts losers 24-17 in a game that was among the more ridiculous that you've ever seen in your life. A first half that was abysmal for the Colts, a third quarter that was glorious, and then a fourth quarter that was almost as bad as the first half was. I just don't understand what this team is. I really thought I kind of had it figured out with Matt Ryan, where he just can't throw the ball anymore, and then he threw that 28-yard pass to Michael Pittman Jr., and you think, okay, I guess there's a chance here that this guy can actually throw it downfield a little bit. Why doesn't he more often? Colts get the loss. The season ends. Any chance of getting to the playoffs ended tonight with the Colts losing this game to a bad Steelers team. Like, this team is not good. Kenny Pickett is not a good quarterback. And somehow or another, Snell? Who thought that Snell was going to be a guy in this game? We're going to talk about a wide variety of things as we rue what could have been for this Colts season. This is an instant Colts postgame with Kent Sterling for Monday night, November 28, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Go to BUSR.com/Kent, your initial deposit is going to be matched to the tune of 150% up to $2,500. Hit the subscribe button if you want to win a prize at the end of the week, and they're good prizes. Autographed jerseys, a lot of swag. Only available to subscribers. Subscribe, hit the like button. Donate if you have a mind to. You want an alert, bing, when we go live, you hit the bell. It's that easy. All right, this game started out a mess. An unholy, crappy mess. Matt Ryan in the first half was just god-awful. Terrible. He was 5 of 13 for 36 yards. In a half of football, 5 of 13 for 36 yards. Then in the third quarter, it all turns around. And Matt Ryan goes off. 11 of 13 for 106 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Clean, beautiful, lovely. It's what we thought Matt Ryan was going to be. And then the fourth quarter came, and the Steelers became the Steelers. Dallas Flowers, a wonderful kickoff return to start the second half that really got things fired up. I don't know what happened at halftime. I don't know if one of the seven guys wearing a captain jersey, a Captain C on his jersey, got just so goddamn mad he couldn't stand it anymore and just lit into that team in the locker room. I'm not sure whether that happened or whether Saturday went off, but that team came out fundamentally changed at halftime. And then it changed right back, just that quick. And that's simple. Alec Pierce drops the ball. Jelani Woods was awesome today. Thank you, Christian. I appreciate it. Jelani Woods was awesome. Thank you, Kent. I needed to decompress after this one. Well, if I bring you decompression, then I'm not doing my job because I am up to here with this crap. This team has got to get going. As long as it's Reich's offense, it won't work. Play design doesn't help receivers get separation. Taylor fumbling is, yes, it is a problem. And I'll tell you this, Matt Ryan throws with no zip, no velocity. He cannot throw the deep ball. And that's a problem. If he's got all day, if that pocket is perfect, if it's a wall, a brick wall between defensive players and him, he still can't get it downfield. You can't run an offense that way. And you know what? Troy Aikman was one of the really good things about this game. For ESPN, his analysis was, I mean, he just kind of left. He said, this pass attack is really pretty dreadful. So, you know, and there's no doubt about that. Caleb says, Washington about to finesse us out of that pick. We need to tank like Ballard's job depends on it. You know, in the first half, I got to tell you, I was thinking the entire time, I want to blow this whole damn thing up. I want everybody in the front office gone. I want anybody who's coming up on free agency gone. We gotta replate somehow or another. You know, I really started to think that. And then all of a sudden, it's 17-16, the Colts lead. Caleb says, I still can't believe why Matt Ryan didn't keep running to get that first down, but decided to stop short to make it third down. I think because he didn't want to get killed. I think that was basically the thing. And I think the thing that he thought was he could dive and still keep the play alive. And I think they made a change in that rule. By the way, the rules analyst for ESPN, off with his head. Bristol's got to make the call. This guy's got to go. All he does is back up the call on the field. He is not going to throw his guys, his buddies under a bus. And if you're going to be that kind of glad hander in that job, you better be charismatic. No charisma, no explanation, and no effort to give us an idea that he is anything but a biased defender of the officials who are on the field. Absolutely terrible. Let's go over the statistics as they ended tonight. And I'm telling you, man, here's one thing I didn't get. And maybe I brought it up a little bit earlier. But what in the world is Zaire Franklin always doing missing the hole? Like, his job is to get in the right hole and be an impediment between the ball carrier and a whole lot of green. And he kept ducking it inside and giving Snell or whomever the outside track. What the hell is that? Why? I couldn't get it. Your job as a linebacker isn't to occupy blockers. It's to go make plays. And Zaire Franklin just kept running toward contact like he thought he was Ben Banigou. Kenny Pickett, 20 of 28 for 174. 6.2 yards per pass attempt. And this is him playing at his best. That's the best Kenny Pickett is ever going to play. And he averaged 6.2 yards per passing attempt. Matt Ryan, 22 of 34 for 199. That's 5.9 yards per passing attempt. This is like the battle of inert versus the battle of nothingness, right? You know, it was like, what kind of offenses were these? And the Colts had it in the palm of their hands, and Jonathan Taylor closed his arms and didn't get the football, and Matt Ryan couldn't recover the fumble. Wouldn't it have been ironic, had the fumble been assigned to Jonathan Taylor, that Matt Ryan would have recovered somebody else's fumble instead of his own? Instead, the fumble is assigned to Matt Ryan. Two sacks tonight for Yannick Ngakoue. You know what? Those were pretty big. That pick by Matt Ryan early was a disgrace. And somehow or not, I don't know whether it was Pittman not coming in to, you know, move toward the ball, meet the ball, and make the catch, or whether it was Matt Ryan throwing off time, off target, and I'm not sure, but whatever. Whoever screwed it up good. Right? But it didn't come with a cost. The Steelers were still up only 3-0. They didn't score because Yannick Ngakoue played his ass off, at least for a little bit. Jonathan Taylor, 20 carries, 86 yards. It is in the three games that Jeff Saturday's coached, Jonathan Taylor has run it 22 times, 22 times, and 20 times. I think that Jeff Saturday wants Jonathan Taylor to run the ball between 20 and 22 times. Matt Ryan, 4 carries for 22 yards. Whatever. But holy cow. Receiving, Jelani Woods, more catches tonight than he had had previously in his entire rookie season. He had 8 for 98 yards. Where in the hell has this been? I know he's been dinged up, but Earl, where was this? Wait, you know, you can look at this one of two ways. Like, wow, thank God Johnny Woods is finally catching a football, or he's being thrown the football. He's catching it despite that one drop. And he's really doing what we thought that he would do when the season started. Or you look at it and you say, hey, good night, 8 for 98. You know what? Wonderful. But where the hell, why were we not throwing the ball to this guy the rest of the season prior to tonight, the first 11 games? What were we doing?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Paris Campbell, 2 catches, 14 yards. Michael Pittman Jr., 7 for 61. First touchdown catch of the season since that game, the season opener against the Houston Texans. Matt Ryan with 2 fumbles tonight, 1 lost. Johnny Woods with a fumble. He did not lose it. Will Fries recovered a fumble. That's good news. Zaire Franklin did manage to make 11 tackles, so maybe it's good to look at the tape and figure out exactly what he actually did. Jay says, I don't see how our key guys want to stay next year. You know why they would want to stay? Money. That's what makes us, we never talk about that, right? Nobody ever talks about it. I want to stay because of money, right? Michael Pittman Jr. and Jonathan Taylor are gonna get extended in the offseason because these guys can pay them right now while they've still got a year under contract. Ryan Allman says, are we ready to board the Start Ellinger train now that the season is actually over? No, but what I am ready to do, I'm ready to be straight pissed at Chris Ballard for screwing up the quarterback position minus 1 year. Minus the 2020 year with Philip Rivers, screwing it up royally in each of the other three. In 19, Brissett, you knew you couldn't win with Brissett. Frank Reich saying things like, we believe he's one of the top 15 in the league, not backups, in the league. Really? He said that. That's fascinating. What, either he's an idiot, which I don't think is true, or he takes us for idiots, which I believe 100% is the case, that Frank Reich believes he is the smartest guy in whatever room he's in. And it's nauseating to me. And he couldn't get crap out of Carson Wentz, and he hadn't been able to get crap out of Matt Ryan. This offense is broken. They have one of the best weapons in the NFL in Jonathan Taylor. One of the best, and they can't get out of their own way, and they can't score more than 20 points. They got that. They had a good game against the Jaguars, right, where they got more than 20, but recently, my God, man, 17, 16, 16, 17, 20, 20, 20. Damn. Rodney McLeod made a hell of a play tonight. I like Rodney McLeod, and I'll tell you what else. I'll tell you, while we're crapping on some of these guys, because this is a loss is a loss, and we're not going to celebrate a loss ever. But DeForest Buckner is playing his ass off, and he is really hurt. DeForest Buckner, I saw him in the locker room last Friday, and I'm telling you, this man is in pain. And he's going out there finding a way not just to play and get on the field, but to ball the hell out. And for people tonight to play at the level that they did, some of these guys, while that guy's out there is a warrior trying to figure out how in the hell to stay on the field and help his team win is a disgrace. Why Matt Ryan can't throw the ball away? I don't get it. DB, you're 100% right. This is a man who has played a lot of football. And that he, outside the pocket, as he's being chased, the guy's coming right at it. And Matt Ryan, sacked. You got to throw it out of bounds. What are you doing? Craziness. Malpractice by Matt Ryan. Jonathan Taylor not securing the football on that play at the Steelers 1. Pitiful. The officiating, I thought, was lacking. I mean, since when do they allow the opponent just to dive at a punter's feet? When's that allowed all of a sudden? I didn't like the officiating, and I don't bitch about the officials ever. You know that if you watch this. I spend no time, no energy, because it all usually evens out in the end. But these guys, I thought there was a level of malevolence. Maybe it's because the game was this big. Colts win this game, they got a shot. They didn't win the game, they got no shot. What are you going to do? You know, sacks, Rodney McLeod with a tackle for loss. That was good. Two sacks by Ngakoue. One sack by Tony Brown. I want to look at a specific guy who actually played quite a few snaps tonight. Ben Bannegoo made two tackles. So it's twice he did get off blocks. All right, that's good enough. Arthur Millett, that name strikes me as familiar. And of course it does, because he played here in 2018. Arthur Millett did. And I remembered Arthur Millett. I talked to him in 2018. Very good dude. But now he plays for the wrong team. So still, the Steelers have beaten the Colts every time they played since 2008. How long ago was that? In 2008, I went on the Colts client trip down to Florida. I was like, what are we doing? The game's in Pittsburgh. Why are we going to Florida? Anyway, who doesn't want to go to Florida? Would you rather go to Florida and watch a game on TV or go to Pittsburgh and watch a game at Heinz Field, as it was called then, and you know, freeze your ass off? I think they made the right choice. We went to Florida, we had a great time, and the Colts won that game 24-20 in 2008. They have not won since. This is really the closest of the games that these two teams have played against each other. And man, this is just incredibly frustrating, isn't it? You know, this is a team that's got enough pieces to be pretty good. And the thing I always trusted about Chris Ballard was that he was good at figuring out which pieces fit together. He and Ed Dodds and Morocco Brown and all those guys, and then the computer guys, they're going to figure out the behavioral guy, like, you know, the Army Ranger guy who does all that training and all that testing. Time for Ryan to go. Where is he going to go? But I trusted them to put it together. And these guys, that's not what it is. They might love each other. They might want nothing more than to, like, be best men in each other's wedding. I don't know. But they don't play football as a unit, not for 60 minutes. And they haven't this entire year. Is it time for Matt Ryan to go? At the end of the season, they can save the $17 or $18 million, right? Pay him off to go away. I'm all behind that. Because look, why in the hell, and this is a question for Mike Tomlin, but why has he got two safeties deep all day long? Matt Ryan does not have the physical capability to convey a football more than 35 yards, 40 yards. Why you got two safeties deep? And all the under guys, all the corners who are playing man, they're jumping the cut, right? They know nobody's running a fly. Nobody's running a skinny post. There's none of that. There's no seam route business, right? Draft O-line and, oh no, draft O-line. No. That's all they've done is draft and pay an offensive line. They got the highest paid offensive line in football. Do not start drafting offensive linemen. For God's sake, draft weapons. Go get somebody who can throw the damn football to weapons. Go do what the Bengals did. Go get a guy like Burrow. Colts aren't going to have the first overall pick. At least it doesn't look like they are. And you know, you got Boyd and you got Chase and you got these guys, right? You got to have weapons. And the Colts are virtually bereft of weapons. Alec Pierce needs to go see somebody. Two targets tonight, no catches. What the hell is he doing? Yeah, you got the guy who was drafted immediately before him, George, our boy George. Like, George rolled tonight, didn't he? George Pickens, 3 catches, 57 yards. Not that great a night. But that's, nobody's going to have a great night with Pause Pickett as the quarterback. Come on. We'll talk to more about this tomorrow morning. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early, 7 o'clock. The good, the bad, the ugly about the Colts. We'll go through all of this, and we'll continue to go through all of it. He is that much better. Pickens is that much better. Jeff Saturday sucks. Oh, God, you should never replace Sam Ellinger. Sam Ellinger was sacked 9 times by the Patriots. 9. He's been sacked 11 times. You can't win games with a guy that's that sackable. You can't. And who's he throwing it to? He can't throw it deep either. I'm ready for Foles. I'm ready for, you know, does Curtis Painter still live in town? You know, where's Jim Sorgi? Sorgi's still here someplace. We got anybody else to throw out there, for God's sake? How about Orlovsky? We got Saturday to coach from ESPN. Maybe we can get Orlovsky to come from Bristol and be the quarterback. Kerry Collins, he was the savior back in 11, wasn't he? Jeez. Andrew Luck lives over by Eagle Creek. Let's get Andrew Luck. Sure, he weighs 160 pounds now, but, you know, okay. Anyway, what... All good hopes for Kenny Moore, who got hurt tonight, and Colts lose. And so, you know, the season that started with us talking about how the Colts were going to win the AFC South, it ends tonight in a, with 3 quarters of garbage and 1 quarter of beauty. I guess that's football. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Thanks for the